ervaring. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
I don't have nothing else after that, but sage rehearse, advice,
and then rehearse again.
No, I didn't do the whole thing.
No, I'm just trying. I'm leaving it right there.
So clearly, some shit happened before y'all got here. But episode 86. This is 86.
86, y'all.
Yeah, episode 86. Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm your host, John.
I'm your other host, Josh.
Excuse me, I'm still adjusting the microphone. Steve, remind me to tell you about the wash, rinse, repeat shit.
Yeah, definitely.
But, episode 86, Serious Rap Shit. I'm John, your host.
The other host, Josh, we did that twice. There you go.
Oh, did I just do that again? Dog, I'm editing that shit
rinse
out.
And repeat. Dog, it's about rinsing and repeat.
Hey. You can tell I'm tired. Yeah, I'm so fucking exhausted. I still haven't been doing back-to-backs, like DJ gigs.
Yeah.
Since I've been sick the past year, but I did.
It's almost been a year, too, dog.
Yeah. Coming up on motherfucking D-Day anniversary when my brain went haywire. But I did a back-to-back this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was fucking wiped out.
Yeah.
I'm still a little wiped out. Yeah. Like, even when you got here, I woke up, like, you were like, yo, I'm on my way. I'm like, all right, cool. I was already feeling it. Yeah. I was like, stay awake, because he's going to be here soon. And I woke back up, and you were like, yo, I'm outside. I was like, fuck. I didn't know if you had been outside for an hour. I didn't know, because I was like, completely out of it.
I was watching Alex Jones videos on your porch, dog. No problem. Yeah.
I love the fact that whoever lived in this house before we were was clearly like an InfoWars
fucking
conspiracy nut. Cause like they put some shit on our we have like a wooden front door.
Oh, the fear, the
don't tread on me with like the fucking snake and shit. And then I told you we found when we moved in, there was a dryer in our basement that somebody left, and somebody spray painted like InfoWars on the side of the fucking dryer.
Well, I mean, are you gonna admit to what's helped you get back to health so much? The super male vitality you've been taking, and the bone broth milkshakes.
If you look at Alex Jones and think, oh, whatever he's having, it'll make me healthy. You, with the natural selection, you deserve whatever the fuck you get.
I don't know, man. A bone broth.
The fuck is a bone broth?
He sells like chicken bone milkshakes.
What? No way. That's a lie. That's not true.
I'm dead serious. It's like a chicken bone like protein.
Is it like ground up chicken bones?
Ground up chicken bones, yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Just eat vegetables. I hate America, dog. Americans will come up with any fucking poisonous nonsense to put in their body besides fruits and vegetables. You got grown adults that are like, oh man, I can't fuck with no vegetables. Nigga, are you serious? I'm not saying I'm like, you know,
super veg.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm like mainlining kale. You know what I'm saying? But like, eat a fucking green.
Yeah.
My mom just gave, shout out to my mom. My mom gave me, she came by the crib earlier, mad like containers of soup, homemade cornbread. But she also gave me like a big half pound bag of baby spinach, just raw baby spinach. So I'm in the crib just with this big bag, just like walking around eating that shit raw. So yeah, shout out to my mom.
Yeah, man. What you been up to, Doc?
What
you working at? You worked at Double, basically.
Yeah. Spinning records for y'all. Yeah. Yeah, this weekend was the final Sophistafunk. For folks that know, for the past 5 years, me, my man DJ Doogie 13, and the homie DJ Aura have thrown a monthly party, dance party in West Philly, and we decided to wrap it up, you know, a few months ago, and this weekend was the last one, and y'all showed out. Like, folks came and showed us so much love. The energy, I mean, the energy of the party is always, you know, been like a love energy or whatever. But, yeah, folks came and, like, danced and, you know, we got, like, the Sophistafunk church fans with the logo on them and shit. People were, like, waving the fans and dancing around. It was just, like, the illest shit ever. And people just showed love. I wish I wasn't so tired. I would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah, I definitely, like, when I got there, I could see your energy level was, like, lower. You just were tired, dog. Man. I can see it all in your face.
And my doctor, I went to the cardiologist this past week, and
that's some wild shit to say, too, dog. Like, right.
I didn't even know.
Like, I went to the cardiologist.
It was the first time, you know, in my adult life, you know what I'm saying? In my life, period. But I, he was, like, looking through, like, all of my labs and shit. Yeah. He said that I was anemic.
Ah, word. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Which I'm sure a bunch of shit happened to me in the past year. You know what I mean?
I wonder if I am, because I get, like, chills and can't shake them.
Really? See, yeah. I'm never cold.
I get like, but you know, I wonder. I always like attributed it to working outside for as long as I have.
Yeah,
makes sense. And being like, yo, once I get a chill, like I just can't shake it anymore. Like I just have it.
See, like I have,
but I'm normally not cold. It's right. Just if I get a chill, I just it's can't shake just that chill.
There, yeah. I warm up pretty well, and I'm never like just in the crib cold or whatever. Yeah.
You go, like walking around with a cardigan on all the time.
Nah, you know what I mean? But like I definitely just be feeling like mad tired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Plus it's the winter. You know what I mean? Like it's already we recording this, it's like 6 o'clock. It's already like
dark
mad
shit,
dark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's whack, dude. I just love that summer feeling of being like 8 o'clock and the sun's still out, motherfuckers riding their bikes and shit.
Yeah. Like Philly, like we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like edit this out.
No, I've been thinking about that so much.
Year round summer old niggas like ooh. Yeah, I don't know, yo. I don't know. I be thinking about that shit though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, no, dog, it's just I've really I've been this past week. I was fucking tired as shit. I think I'm coming down with a little bit of a cold. This fucking weather's been crazy. Like it'll be like 60 degrees one day and then 30 the next, or it'll be 60 during the day and then drop 30 degrees to that night. Yeah,
it was so nice. I can't think of what day it was. In the last week,
last Thursday, it was really nice.
So fucking nice.
And it had snowed the day before.
Right. So crazy.
Yeah, like that the topsy turvy weather I think is gave me like a little bit of a cold and shit.
Man.
So I've been like just tired, like drained of energy. Plus I like some personal shit going on. So like, I think I've just been like emotionally drained.
Mm-hmm. That don't help at all.
Nah. But I did what I got, you know, I came down to Sophistafunk, celebrate with y'all, you know what I mean? Definitely didn't want to miss the last one.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then I got blessed when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And turned on Netflix. Bang. Flat Earth conspiracy documentary.
Jesus Christ.
Spent the next 2 hours watching the Flat Earth conspiracy documentary.
I hate that this shit is so mainstream. I fucking hate it. I hate it so bad.
Like, you know how they be like, oh, you know, documentaries, you can't always trust a documentary because it's like slanted and shit like that.
Definitely not that one. Not the Flat Earth one.
They're like they're like following around like one of like the leading dudes in Flat Earth and shit.
And, what a Flat Earth leading theorist.
Yeah. And he's like they went to go visit like the NASA museum or something.
Right.
He was like, oh, this is so full of lies and shit like that. And the dude's like he's doing like a flight simulator type thing and he's sitting there and like it says on the screen, like, push start, and he keeps pushing, and he's like, see, this thing doesn't even work. All this money they're pumping into this place, and this doesn't even work.
It's a lie. It's not even working.
He walks off, and the camera just pans over to the thing, and there's a start button, like, right next to where he was sitting, like, a big green button that says start on it.
Wow.
He was like, it was so good. Because, like, it exposed so much of, like, there's no reasoning with, like, flat earth. If you believe it, like, there's no reason.
It's like,
with
yo,
it.
Fuck that. The earth is flat.
They, these, what, like, the leading group of scientists who believe, I think they're called Globusters.
Right.
And they got, like, a.
Naturally, they would be.
They got, like, the Ghostbuster symbol, but it's got, like, the globe in it, and it's got the cross, the X through it.
Yo, what?
And they're like, well, we're the scientists. We're actively trying to prove different things. And they got, like, this, like the basically like the compass, a compass that like the an airplane uses to travel with. It's like this super sensitive like laser compass or some shit like that, right? And he's like, well, if we could get one of those, like, and we can prove that the Earth doesn't rotate like 15 degrees every
get
hour,
our hands
or whatever.
On one of those, yeah.
Someone bought one for $20,000 and gave it to these dudes.
Jesus.
And they were like, they're in the documentary saying like. Yeah, so, like, so far, like, it's proven that the world is turning at, like, a 15 degrees. And he was like, so we're trying, like, a bunch of other experiments to see if that'll stop it from happening. And then they got this other dude who's, like, part of their group who's like, well, we're going to shoot this laser over a 3-mile radius. And if it stays level all the way through, it proves that there's no curvature. But, like, if it doesn't, if it stays at 7 feet tall at this, at this 3-mile radius, it proves there's no curvature. But like, so if it would be a curve, they would have to be up like a 15 feet tall at the other end or whatever, or like down, like whatever they said.
Right.
And of course it would adjust. Down. Like it proved the curvature. And they're like, yeah, well, we're just not like happy with those findings. So we're going to go back and like try it again. With it. It's like, no, you can keep trying. Like,
you lost.
Yeah.
Dog, what?
It's great though. It's called like Behind the Curve or like Beyond the Curve or some shit like, or some shit like that. Great fucking documentary, dog. Damn. So fucking good.
This is why it may not make sense as I say it immediately, but this is why I'm glad I'm not single. imagine, you know, meeting somebody, matching with them on Tinder, and you go out on a fucking date.
And they tell you they're a flat earther.
Yo, we might have to fight. You know what I'm saying? We might have to fucking fight. Like, yo, let's go outside and box, fam.
What's worse, though, like, if they're a flat earther or they're a hollow earther, and they think Vikings and dinosaurs live in the center of the earth?
Listen, I don't know what the fuck's in the center of the earth. I've seen pictures from space. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's in the center of the earth, so... You know, the flat earth thing might be worse. I don't fucking know.
Dog, there's a whole industry. Them dudes are like making like flat earth models and selling them things.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine what kind of asshole you gotta be to come home one day and like take your kid's globe and throw it in the trash and then bring in a flat earth, you can't even call it a globe, a flat earth model, and your kid got to rock out with that? Can you fucking imagine that shit?
Dog, like it all led up to like the Flat Earth International Convention that they did, and
naturally,
yeah. And
it was the next logical conclusion that they would have a fucking convention for this.
And then they went and like the dude, like the main speaker boy, who's like the main dude in the documentary, who they actually have like conspiracy videos about him, and he's like a CIA plant.
What?
Yeah. Oh, there's levels to this shit, dog.
Clearly there's levels. Yo, what? Why?
There's like he's the main speaker at the event. And he's like, yeah. He's like, yo, I'm not the godfather of flat earth and blah, blah, blah. And like, they get to a point where they can ask questions. There's a 12-year-old kid who asked, like, you know, when do you think, like, they'll start teaching about, like, flat earth in school, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 12. And he's like, that's right, man, that's right. And he was like, are you here? Like, did you come on your own? Like, I'm like, sure, like, this dude didn't travel here on his own.
Kid has no parents.
And he's like, no, my parents are over there.
And they're fucking morons too.
Yeah, and then the one dude's like, so he starts talking about that. He was like, yeah, I get letters from people that say like my grandchildren are third generation flat earth believers and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
wow. Whew. Wow. Like, you know what's fucked up? Some asshole, shout out to you in advance, some asshole is going to jump in our mentions when this episode
goes up. Have you seen the curve though?
Right, right. Because there's a weird point in which, like, obviously, like, hip-hop and conspiracy theory converges.
Like, the two circles that converge and shit like hip-hop and conspiracy, like, meet.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? That's definitely, and it's like, a wide area of convergence. So, yeah. Shout out to y'all in advance. I'm not arguing with you. Josh will argue with you because he always brings goofy shit to the fucking podcast, this conspiracy shit. So you have the honor of arguing with these idiots. About this shit.
Vaccines ain't real. None of that kind of shit works.
Vaccinate your kid, dog. Come on.
We don't need like a measles outbreak in fucking 2019.
Did you hear about the shit? I don't know what nation they went to, but they hadn't had measles or whatever for 50 years or whatever. And one kid and his parents came on vacation and, like, introduced that shit back. I just saw that headline. I was like, I wanted to throw my computer out the window. Jesus Christ.
No, it's a real, like, anti-science. And that's what they kept talking about. Like, they'll have scientists in the documentary, and they're just like, it's just like a weird anti-science thing. Yeah. Like,
and I fully understand not trusting, like, the healthcare industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Science is, despite what folks may think, science is totally biased.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even like relativity will tell you that, you know, the phenomena changes based on the method of observation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like science, I think that in our culture now, we've gone from it being like anti-scientific to this point where science is kind of elevated to like the level of like religion where it's unquestionable.
Yeah.
But like human beings observe natural phenomena.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and interpret it. So science can get it wrong too.
Oh yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Science changes as the years go by.
100%. So I get wanting to challenge that stuff, but some of this shit y'all got to chill out with.
I think like the biggest thing though is like, science is willing to change and not be dogmatic.
Right.
You know
it
what I
should
mean?
Be, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
It should be willing to change. And like you're willing to like listen to outside theory and test theory. Like the scientific method is to go in with a problem.
Yeah.
And what your hypothesis is and prove your hypothesis wrong, not necessarily prove your hypothesis right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's what like the scientific method's supposed to be. Right. Not go in and be like, I believe this, or this is the idea that I have. Now let's work backwards to how I can prove that that idea is right.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's the big thing. But yeah, go watch that documentary. It's amazing, dog.
Let's see. Watch that and be enraged, or. Rewatch Buffy for the 900th time and be happy.
Yeah, true. Dude.
I don't know. so I'll work it out.
I did show my daughter, my oldest daughter, Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like she doesn't really know like that kind of stuff. Like that's, right. You know what I mean? Like those are my movies and shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Shit.
I'm interested. Yeah. How did she feel about that?
She liked it.
Okay.
So it was funny.
That's cool.
Because there's not as much like, it's not like Eddie Murphy Raw where it's like, wow, like this is really,
yeah. Don't listen to Eddie Murphy Raw. Like y'all niggas that love like Shrek and Norbit and all of that goofy shit that he did later. Yeah. Don't listen to Raw or like Delirious. Because it's like the most homophobia.
Yeah.
This is really out of pocket.
So I showed it to her and she really liked it. So like, she enjoyed it, man. And I was just sitting there thinking like, yo, because what made me think about it was I stopped at like a Wawa one day and the Pointer Sister song was on. That's on the soundtrack. Shit. The Heat is on.
Was that the Neutron Dance song?
Yeah.
Neutron
Dance. That was playing while I was in a Wawa. And I was like, Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man. First of all, that's one of the best openings of a movie of all time.
Right.
Where he's like, first of all, too, also, he's trying to sell that truck for like $5,000 or something like that for like a truck full of cigarettes.
Yo, I watched that shit a couple years ago and had that same thought. like, wait, what?
It's just worth like $1 million, right?
Jesus. It's an 80s economy, yo.
Yeah, exactly. Reaganomics, man. Trickle down economics, dog. She thought it was really good, and she enjoyed it. And I was like, there's a second one, too. I was like, we can watch that. She was like, okay, one day we'll watch that.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's a third one, too, but we ain't watching
it. I don't fuck with that third one. Yeah.
But no, I was like, she didn't get some of it, obviously. Like, some of it's, like, I think, like, really other time, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was like, well, how old? She said something about when it came out, and I was like, well, this came out when I was 3.
Jesus, yeah.
And she was like, oh, wow. And I was like, yeah. I was like, this movie is, like, really
mad old. Yeah.
But it's still just so good, man. That movie is still... It's probably my favorite movie of all time.
I gotta rewatch that, Joel.
I love that movie.
Bro. I feel like I watched it a few years ago and wasn't fully checked in.
Yeah.
I might have still been, like, smoking in. I might have, like, rolled up and just was, like, just had it on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I gotta, like, revisit that, Joel.
You know, what's his name is in that from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul?
Oh, that dude. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mike's
okay.
in that.
For some reason, I thought of Saul, Odenkirk.
No, he's Mike is the dude that kills what you call it, Tommy in back in Detroit.
Oh shit! Yeah,
and he throws, and then when he goes to the club,
yeah,
and he's the one he throws over the table in the dessert table in the club. Yeah,
he had to look completely different.
Well, he's got hair, right? And he's like lighter, but like face wise, you could definitely see it,
right?
Because he's got like that pockmarked face even back.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man, I loved it. I fucking love that movie so much. That soundtrack is insane.
Yeah, they was killing it all through like the 80s and 90s, like the soundtrack shit.
Yeah, soundtrack for movies were so good back then, dog.
I gotta fuck with The Golden Child again.
Golden Child was my shit.
I wanna watch that shit.
Son of Lucy!
Yo, it kinda like freaked me out as a kid. But then later, I was like, okay, this is cool. But I never really...
Weird. When I was a kid, I remember like watching it, and he was like feeding the kid blood and stuff like that.
It was weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I still get...
freaked me out.
Even bringing it up, I still get like a little...
Yeah,
a queasy feeling.
Yeah. But like I want the knife.
Yo. I got to rewatch that shit.
And the boy's like picking his nose, and he's like... we're just gonna wipe that on your jacket.
Jesus, yo. I tried to get Lissa to watch Big Trouble in Little China.
Such a great movie, yeah.
That shit's fucked up. Like, we watched, like, you know how YouTube will have like the scenes of some shit.
Yeah.
And she hadn't seen it. So I played like a scene from it. And she's like, is this one of those old movies that's like mad racist?
I was like,
yes, it is. But it's also from my childhood, and we got to watch it.
Yeah.
And she's been like stonewalling movies lately. So now I'm going to be a prick and stonewall everything that she wants to watch. Because I'll be bringing up like fly shit like Jason's Lyric that I know she's never seen that she would love. But she's like, no, because I don't want to watch any of your movies because they're old and trash. So now when she wants me to watch fucking Mean Girls or some shit, which I love.
Yeah, Mean Girls is actually
dope. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that she wants. She been watching fucking Degrassi, the one with Drake on it.
Back.
For like a month. not a month. I take that back. Like a strong 2 to 3 weeks.
So I never even knew what that shit was. Like, I never even knew what Degrassi was.
Fam, like, that shit, it's like one of those, like, for kids shows that's, like, too intense.
Yeah.
They definitely had, like, a date rape episode. Clearly, think, like, Drake gets shot in school. It's, like, too intense to be a kid show.
I think, like, obviously Canada and, like, England, I know, is like they're way more advanced than those kind of like what topics to cover with kids, as opposed to America. America's like, Carissa explains it all. Like, this is intense as we're getting, like,
right? Which I love that show. Yeah, I love Melissa Joan Hart, but like the
ain't she a wild anti-vaxxer? I think
no way. I don't know what her politics are. I don't know where she at with it, but. Like we would have like family matters and a serious episode would be like Eddie Winslow got beat up by a gang.
Yeah, one episode. Yeah, yeah.
Be like, oh shit, he got beat up. Like this Degrassi shit. Like their parents are like going through shit, and like, one kid, like thought she was gonna die or some shit. Like it's like a psychic had told her she was gonna die. Some goofy shit. it's way too intense, and she's like all about it now.
She's trying to make you watch that, but she don't want to watch fucking Big Trouble in Little China.
Come on, Big Trouble in Little China might be fucked up. I haven't seen it in a long time, but like watching like the little clip, I was like, yo, I know this shit is wild racist.
Oh, probably. I haven't seen a whole movie in forever.
Right, because they used to show it on TV all the time.
Yeah, that's how I saw it. Like just like a Saturday afternoon movie or some shit like that.
I mean, we didn't go to the theater to see that shit. Yeah, I'm a fuck with it, but like, yeah. I'm going to call it out if it's problematic.
Oh, I'm sure it's problematic. I think Kurt Russell was like really selective on his roles. Like, I can't do that.
Hell no. Nah. That nigga, they handed that nigga a brown paper bag of money and some cocaine. Yeah. And it was on and popping.
Definitely.
On and fucking popping.
Yeah, that's my shit. Big Trouble in Little China was so good.
I thought when you said that's my shit, I thought you meant a bag of money and cocaine.
Well, that's my shit too.
Oh shit!
That's my future shit.
Yeah. Might be when we get the fuck out of here. But yeah, what else has been going on in the world?
Yo, did you see that they talk about adding breakdancing as an Olympic sport?
Yes, I did see that, and I'm connected. You know, we hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm connected with a few folks in like the b-boy b-girl community. It seems like this is the biggest news they've had in 20 years.
I just wonder, like,
they're all talking about it.
Who's judging it? Like, who's going to sit there, like,
they got to get breakers. They got to get, like, you know what
I'm
saying?
I don't know. Listen, I don't
Crazy Legs got to judge this shit.
I don't watch the Olympics.
Right.
So, like, do they have, like, former, like, skiers judge, like, ski stuff? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, is that how it works? I don't know.
I know they always have athletes who did the shit at a high level commentating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as the judges, I don't know. It'd be just white people. I wonder who these folks are.
Are we going to get somebody who actually knows what they're looking at judging it? Or are you going to get the same guy who judges like ice dancing judging Olympics?
Ice dancing.
Break dancing.
Finger skating?
Yeah, they have I don't know exactly what.
I didn't know what you meant by that. I was like, wait, is that what
maybe
it's called?
The same thing?
Or is it a different thing? I don't know. But
synchronized dancing in the water or whatever that
is. Yeah, synchronized swimming. I would hope that they would have motherfuckers who do this shit.
Maybe they do. Like
even so you think you can dance, you got niggas that did the shit that's judging it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So, I think they don't have like one British guy who's like really hateful or some shit like that. They'll add that dude in.
It's a fucking American TV, yo. It's just a dumb formula. It's like, you gotta have like the woman who's like really empathetic.
And then
gotta have the black guy who's like, hey, what's up, dog? And you got a British guy. Yeah, a British guy that's mean. Randy Jackson calls black people dog and he calls white people dude. Fucking look it up. It's real.
That's like the Obama handshake thing where Obama shakes white people's hands like this.
No, tell me, did you see Bernie Sanders dap the black bull
up? Yeah, I saw that. He was like,
we voting for this nigga. I don't give a fuck. And
he got cold walked on stage and was like,
yeah. I mean, he gave that nigga a smoother dap than I would have gave bull.
I've been hanging out with Killer Mike too long.
Yeah, that shit was beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Fuck with Bernie Sanders. I might be on my... I'm not saying I'm a Bernie bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm an anarchist. I want to kill cops and burn City Hall, you know what I'm saying? But I might end up voting for this nigga Bernie Sanders, yo.
You know what I was thinking about?
I don't mean to cut you off. So much so that I'm registered independent now. Have been for a fucking decade plus.
Might switch so you can
I might switch so I can vote in the primaries and vote for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I think I'm registered independent too.
I've thought about it.
What I thought about, because what we talked about when Trump won, right?
Yeah.
Was like, Yeah, like, I mean, like, shit ain't gonna change that much for us or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we've gone through this shit with several other presidents, blah, blah, blah. We survived Bush, we'll survive this.
He's dicking niggas over, though.
Yeah.
He's out here doing it.
We're not necessarily the people he's targeting of, like, homophobic shit and, like, anti-immigration shit. Like, so.
That's true.
There's definitely, like, an idea of, like, intersectionality where it's, like, you know, necessarily we might not be affected by Trump winning again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we will be in some ways, some but not ways, like the direct not all attacks, of the ways, yeah. Right?
He's hurting some of the fam.
Yeah. Some of the fam is going to be affected by that.
Yeah.
So if the best thing to do is then support, but I'm also not going to be like, yo, I'm just going to go vote for Kamala Harris either. Like, you know what I
oh,
mean?
No. It's not happening.
So I do think there is an action where it's like, you know, for intersectionalism, There is a reasoning behind going, like, yeah, I'm a anarchist, but there is reasonings behind why I need to go do this and vote for this person because yeah. I can't stand to see other people that I care about suffer.
And, like, of all these motherfuckers that have run, that dude being president, I don't mind as bad as, you know, mind, obviously, Donald Trump, yeah. But Cory Booker? Fuck no, I'm not voting for
that picture
Cory
I posted the other day.
Yeah, that nigga's terrible.
Giant red vest with Toms and no socks.
That nigga look like he checking people out at Target. Swaggerless nigga, nah. And it's not even because of that. It's because he's a whore for Big Pharma.
Yeah,
and for privatized education interests. So,
I know T-Bone was so disappointed when he saw that outfit, dog.
He got a fake black friend named T-Bone. There's no black man on earth walking. Maybe an old nigga in New Orleans or some shit. Yeah. There's no black man above the Mason-Dixon named T-Bone walking on earth right now. And this nigga lying, talking about he trying to relate and pander to black people, talking about he got a friend named T-Bone.
T-Bone, don't stay out these streets.
Get the fuck out of here.
Young
Where was you in the streets? Cory Booker? I mean, I don't know that, brother. I don't know his story, but, like, come on. I'm tired of this.
I think he was there when Bull almost stabbed your man.
Ben Carson?
Yeah.
Yo.
Cory was in there. Him and T-Bone was in there when they almost stabbed your man in the Popeyes. What did he say? Was it a Popeyes, didn't he?
Or somewhere getting chicken, which already was problematic. I was buying some chicken. This nigga almost stabbed me. Dog, I promise y'all, when we tell y'all a story of some shit that happened on this podcast, this shit happened.
Yes.
We're not making up no goofy stories for whatever.
Imaginary friend T-Bone.
Yeah, for whatever stupid reason. Dog. We keep stories out.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
Stories that have not made the podcast.
I got family members and people that I love and respect that listen to this shit. We keep certain shit out of this shit. This goofy motherfucker want to run the country, and he making up street stories about a nigga named T-Bone he was running around Newark with. Yeah, he was on the score on the Fugees album. The fuck out of here, some nigga that don't exist. Come on. Cory Booker.
I'm dancing a Bobby Brown video.
Yeah. I'm voting for no fucking Cory Booker, dog. Real shit. I'm finna change my registration from independent. Hop in here, hop on this Bernie wave. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bernie shit. This podcast is taking a fucking turn.
Yeah. We got to that from breakdancing in the Olympics.
Niggas gonna be breakdancing in the Olympics. It's finna be lit.
Could you imagine? What's my man's name?
Japan's gonna win all of it.
Oh yeah.
So
they win like most of the B-boy competitions anyway.
Hang it the fuck up. Japan finna be serving y'all niggas. It's going to be crazy.
Russia going to be, like, sending in, like, the steroided up break dancers and shit.
Ivan Drago popping and locking.
I must break you.
Yo, I'm fucking with it. I'm assuming it's going to be a Summer Olympic sport.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Shit. I love that, like, shout out to all of my B-boys, B-girl folks on social media who they're debating as to whether or not, you know, yeah. this is a good thing or is it a bad thing, or they exploiting the culture. I don't fucking know. Let these niggas dance and give them a fucking medal.
Yeah.
Niggas should have been battle rapping in the Olympics 20 yeah. years ago. I'd yeah. have been all
so
about it.
What you had would have been four-time gold medalist.
Listen, if they did it like niggas do boxing, yeah. where they like put together teams and whoever's like golden gloves or whatever get to try out, Philly would have dominated this shit.
Yeah, definitely.
The Olympic shit.
Yeah, the Olympic shit.
Yeah, yo, like it's niggas in Philly would have dominated that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Straight up. But yeah, I would watch Olympic breakdancing.
I didn't mean to cut you off. You remember David Ward? He's a boxer.
The boxer, yeah.
Dog, he came in when I used to work at Polo. Mm-hmm. He came in the Polo store one time. And I'm like, yo, that's David Ward and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that motherfucker, I don't know what was wrong with him. That motherfucker was in the back in like the dress fitting room area. Mm-hmm. And I was like shadow boxing in the fucking mirrors and shit like
what?
That. I was like, wow. Like I saw like the first early cases of CTE, dog. My man was in the joint like
in the low store?
In the low wow. store, dog. I was like,
what the fuck?
It's like, I guess he's just getting that extra training in.
Yeah, I was just saying, maybe he's just into it like that.
I don't know, dog. But I just remember him being in the...
Yo,
like,
just
warming, like, shadow boxing in the mirrors.
And you know you can't say nothing.
No, I wasn't saying shit,
though.
Shit.
You said security in there. It's like, excuse me, sir. What, what?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, he can't say nothing to that
no,
nigga.
That's making like $8 an hour. You nah. know, getting knocked out for $8 an hour.
It's not happening, yo. Shout out to all the so fucked up. Shout out to all the niggas that's worked security and got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
trying to like hold it down for the job. I've worked security before. I was not a hold it down for the job type nigga.
Nope. There's no way happening. I was gonna be like, yeah, man, like I'm dying for this shit. No. There's no fucking way in this world, dog.
I remember I used to work at Supremo, the Dominican joint in Frankfurt. And when I say all I did was like smoke weed, look at booties, and like sit in the fucking control room all day and like play Snake on my phone and like text Jones all day, them niggas fired me. And they specifically told me that they fired me because I never caught anybody stealing.
Nobody stole my watch. They knew I was in here.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I was like, yo, these niggas know not to come in here and violate. But for real, I was like, I never saw anybody stealing anything. But I wasn't looking for niggas stealing nothing. I'm not running up on no nigga in Frankfurt that's putting a fucking pack of pork chops in his fucking Anichi jeans. And I'm like, yo, sir, excuse me. This nigga clapped me over some fucking meat. Nah, it's not happening.
Nah, dog, I never worked security. I worked a lot of retail, though. And they were always like, yo, you got to watch, blah, blah, blah. Man, I don't care if nobody steal from here.
I'm stealing from here.
What you want me to do?
What these niggas to steal? Are you serious? Nah, it's not happening. My first job, I was... I want to say I was like 12, yo, because I wasn't 13, because the year I turned 13, that fall, I started high school.
Yeah.
So like my first year in high school, I was 13. So this was like I was 12. I worked at the Korean deli around the corner from my house, which you never see like a random black kid just working in a Korean deli. So that was weird, but. Them niggas had me like cutting hoagies and shit in the back and like making sandwiches and shit and like cutting up meat. But which who gives a 12-year-old like who trains fucking... a 12-year-old on a fucking the meat jaw to like cut up the meat and shit. But I remember one day my man that owned the store, he was like, he used to call me Janya. He never called me John. He was like, Janya, come here. He's like, Janya, I want you to stand right here. And if somebody's stealing, they run out, you grab them. And I looked at him like, fam, I'm a kid. I'm a fucking kid. And like, one, I'm a kid, but also I live around here with these niggas. Y'all pack up and go to Cheltenham somewhere. I live around these niggas. I'm not grabbing nobody up because they stealing a pack of chumpies or a bag of chumpies or some shit or tasty cake. It's not happening.
Dog, I remember when I was working at Polo and I got a phone call like early on a Saturday morning and shit. I was off. I was off that Friday and that Saturday.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call early in the morning. This supervisor, her name was Felicia and shit. Matt, cause she was like an assistant manager. She was like, "Yo, you and Jay got to come in." My man Jay that I worked with. She's like, "You and Jay got to call. You come in. You guys were up here yesterday getting y'all checks, right?" We were like, "Yeah." She was like, "Yo, y'all gotta come in." And I was like, "All right." So I called Jay, went scooped him up, went up to the fucking job. We get in there, they like, everybody from the store is there. Everybody's fucking sitting like on the register area and shit like that. We like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Shit. They like, "Yo, somebody fucking stole $30,000 of deposit from last night and shit."
Ooh, what?
We like, what? They like, "Yeah, somebody stole a deposit last night." I'm like, "Oh, it was a manager," because they're the only ones who got access to the safe.
It's always a fucking manager.
Yeah, I was like, nobody else has access to the safe. So right. So I'm like, "Why the hell am I here?" And they're like, "Well, you came up to get your." So I'm talking to the. They pull us into the office, and they're like, "You know, the security boy, this big Filipino boy, fucking big husky dude and shit.
Yeah.
He's a big husky dude. He's probably like 6'2" and like yoked up.
Mad swole.
He drove this tiny ass Mazda Miata. Because I just remember us all making fun of him. Like, how's that big motherfucker fit in that little ass car?
Right.
So
terrible.
He pulled me in the office. He like, "Yeah, you came up yesterday, get your check, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "But don't you get direct deposit? So, like, why did you come in to pick your pay stub up?" I was like, "Well, Jay had to come pick his check up because he don't have direct deposit."
Yeah.
So we just rolled up here together and shit. Support, and I figured I'd pick mine up while I was here and shit.
Come on.
He was like, "All right, so was you ever alone in the safe? In there with the safe open?" I was like, "No." I was like, "There was two managers in the safe, and there was somebody counting out like they registered while I was in there." I was like, "So there's like three or four people in the office when we picked our stuff up." And he was like, "Well, blah, blah." He started answering all his questions. I was like, "Dog, I don't know what you're asking me for. I don't have the combination to the safe.
Right.
I've never had access to the safe when there wasn't somebody else in here.
I'm not going up here to pick up my 2-week check.
Yeah.
To steal $30,000. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, on top of the fact that like." That means I would have had to walk away with that money at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon because I was gone. Like, we went there right after school, picked our checks up, and then bounced and went out for the night. Like,
you saw me.
Yeah. I was like, "So, like, when did I come in and pick up fucking $30,000 and roll out?" Like,
Jesus.
Like, I know our clothes was big in like 99, but it wasn't big enough for me to throw $30,000 down my leg and
hell
shit.
Hell nah.
So, like, I just was like, "Yo, why are they even bothering anybody but the managers? Like, the managers have to be the only ones that can question. They're the only ones who had access to the safe."
Dog, that happened, like, not $30,000, but I used to work at Tower Records on South Street back in the day. I was, like, 18. Yeah. The same time. And when I say to you, you know me. Like, when I say to you, I've never stolen nothing in my life, I'm talking, like, change off the dresser.
I can't say that.
But I mean, you know, niggas have different life journeys. You know what I mean? I don't judge motherfuckers, but I'm saying, like, in context to this story, I've never stolen anything in my life, period. And I worked at Tower. Every manager on the floor had the code to pop your register, which totally makes sense. And I know how to count money.
Yeah.
My register, I'm going to say for like 2 weeks straight, my register kept coming up short. Money just missing out of my register. And they kept pulling me, same situation, pulling me in the loss prevention office with these big swole niggas asking me questions about money missing. And my whole thing through the whole time, because, you know, like, I was a knucklehead as a kid, but I wasn't dumb.
Yeah.
My whole thing was like, ask the managers. They're the ones with all the codes. You got 9 different shift managers
because
all of us are kids and we're working fucking part-time.
Exactly.
And they don't want anybody to be there 40 hours. So you got all of these people in here working throughout these shifts and money's coming up missing. They're the ones with the access. Ask them, or there's a camera that sits over me all day.
Exactly.
Check the tapes. And they wouldn't do it. And then the last time it happened, they pulled me in. And I was like, "You know what, yo? I ain't never steal nothing in my life. And I'm not going to sit here every other day
and defend myself to you
while somebody's picking out of my register is clearly what happened. So I left. I like walked out. I was like, I'm not doing this shit. Y'all not disrespecting me, accusing me of stealing.
Yeah.
Fuck, I got to steal from here for.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I just like, I was like utterly offended that you're like, yo, why are you even questioning me? First of all, I wasn't here when the store closed last night.
Right.
Like, so like question the people, like if you're going to question the staff that was here when it closed.
Yeah.
I said, and really, you can only question the people who have registered, who aren't registered, because they're the only ones who even go into the office to count their shit out and are near an open safe.
Right.
I said, like, other than that, like, well, why are you questioning anybody who wasn't here?
Yeah.
And like, well, we just want to know.
Up here.
Like, their whole thing was like, people were working together. Like, listen, I do know who stole the money. Like, I do. I do know. I found out later. I didn't know then. I mean, I kind of knew who it was at the time.
You gotta tell me that.
I
can edit it out.
It's a chick named. She stole the money.
What? Yeah. Shout out to.
She came out like 2 months later, and she had a crib down in South Street.
Like, what? I'll edit that out. That's amazing.
Yeah, I knew. I kind of knew it was her. Like, I suspected. I knew she closed that night, and I suspected her to begin.
Was she a manager?
Yeah, she was a manager.
A fucking course.
Yeah. She became like the assistant manager, like the second in charge of the store at one
point.
To
the GM, yeah. Wow.
She was like there, like, you know what I mean? Like they loved her, but like, yeah, she definitely was like, I knew she's the one who stole it in the beginning.
What the fuck is she doing now?
I have no idea. I saw her years ago, probably about like 10 years ago.
She got to be doing good in life because she's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. She was finessing.
And she got balls.
Yeah, God, she was finessing, definitely.
I love it.
Yeah, dog. I just remember that. And I was just like, I was really pissed. Like, yo, why are you continuing to question me when, like, yo, I wasn't here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Like, why are you assuming I'm the one who stole anything? Like, yeah, you did catch me stealing time a couple before. Like,
who hasn't stole? If you ain't stole time at a job, you're a sucker.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
who hasn't stole time? You know how
we got caught because my homie, I ain't gonna say no names. We wouldn't clock out for lunch. He's the one who put me on. He was like, yo, you ain't got to clock out for lunch. They ain't been catching me. I've been doing it for like a month straight. And I'm like, all right, bet. And so I stopped clocking out for lunch. He was like, that motherfucker went to his car and fell asleep and was going for like 2.5 hours. We had like half hour lunches. This dude was going for 2.5 hours. We were all like, fucking yo, I hope he didn't get into an accident while like driving around in a parking lot, some shit like that. Like, yo, that's crazy. Where's
I hope
he at?
He's not dead.
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking come in like this, rubbing his eyes and shit.
Come on. Scratching his back. Elmer
Fudd. Like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. Like an hour later, he gets pulled into the office.
Yoink.
Then they like, yo, Josh, we need to speak to you in the office.
Like,
I ain't snitching on my man. I don't know what's going on with that. Blah, blah, blah. I come in the office and like, they had like all my time, like, you know, we'd swipe in and like a print up and all that kind of shit. They kept all that.
Yeah.
So they're like had gone through all these fucking print ups for like the last 2 weeks or three.
Wow.
And they were like, yo, you haven't clocked out for any of your lunches for that. And I was like, yo, y'all sent me to the pickup. I always used to do this shit. I would go and ask the manager, like, yo, you want something? One of the managers. Because it was all cool.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like we all opened that store. We actually like were in the store and put up like the jeans on the wall, put clothes on hangers and hung everything up. We were working in the store for a month before it even opened.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did the same thing at City Trends.
Yeah. So we were like all cool. Everybody in the joint was cool. So I'd be like, yo, you know, so-and-so, you want something? You know, I'm going to go grab some lunch. You want me to grab your lunch? Because, you know, you really can't leave. Especially if they were the only manager there, they weren't allowed to leave.
Right.
So like, they'd be like, oh, yeah, go get my food. So I was like, oh, so I was on an errand for the manager when I go got food. Like I wasn't necessarily, what you call it, then I would eat and get back on the floor. And they were like, all right, well, you gotta stop doing that. You have to clock out for your lunches. I was like, bet. But I was like, yo, I'll get that motherfucker. Like, yo, what the fuck, you fuck a hustle up, dog?
Jesus. Y'all young niggas don't know how sweet jobs used to be. Niggas used to be in there with liquor, you know what I mean? Stealing time, just doing anything. Now, you know.
Yeah, now motherfuckers, they got like GPS tracking on you while you in the store and shit. Shit is strong.
Yeah, y'all niggas living in like Blade Runner times.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that shit get worse and worse as the years go by, dog.
Jesus.
They gonna, you know, all them truck driver jobs, they all gonna be gone soon. They gonna have them automated trucks.
Dog, you know how mad I'm gonna be? I mean, I ain't gonna be mad because I'm not driving, but you know, Not pissed I would be if I were a driver and it's just like,
no, what commercials are they gonna show in the middle of the day when motherfuckers used to be home? Like they'd be like,
you a real,
like, become a truck driver.
you a real dude if you've been sitting in the crib not doing much with your life. And, you know, little Romeo cable on the TV screen with a commercial pitching you for a college or a trade school.
Yeah.
And you wrote that number down. You called them niggas. Yeah. It got like a little information packet in the mail. You're a real dude.
The career state. You could get your CDL in less than 3 months. I have all the freedom I want as I drive on the open road.
Do you like living in one city at a time? I don't. Now I make $30,000 a year. What?
Yo. Do you want to be a criminal attorney? And then you can. No, dog.
Nah. This is not happening.
Like, you can become a basically an attorney's lackey for in 6 months.
Yo.
Nah, I'm good, dog.
Dog.
I'ma just keep rolling this weed up. This mixtape gonna hit eventually.
Yo. Oh man. Jesus. wash, rinse, repeat, y'all.
Yeah, wash, rinse, repeat. That's the name of the podcast this week.
Jesus. How much do you want to talk about this? Cause let me see. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. We are at almost an hour now. How much you want to talk about this Jussie Smollett thing? I have reservations.
Me too.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's my thing. I don't know. Like, because it seemed like a day or two ago, it seemed like everything was kind of like in the wash. And we all know what kind of, and now it's like down to
new shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've kept, like, when it first happened, I made my post about it and was like, yo, this is fucked up, blah, blah, blah. But I did have, like, that was weird for them to be like walking around with a noose and bleach and like in the middle of the night in Chicago, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, hey, listen, if that's what their plan was to go out and do that to somebody, that would be the reason why they would have it. But yeah, I just don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. I think like we have to kind of reserve judgment until like facts fall where they're going to fall.
One, I don't trust the police.
Exactly. Yeah.
Two, we talking about Jussie Smollett, Empire Star. Y'all know about this shit. I don't have to give like a little thing. One, I don't trust the motherfucking police.
Exactly.
But two, what nigga would pay somebody to dump bleach on him?
Yeah.
Beat you up? Yeah. Throw a noose on your neck? Like, yeah, nigga. You know, yeah. Throw bleach on you?
Yeah, can that shit make you blind and shit?
For real. Listen, a good, you know, a percentage of my life has been spent avoiding bleach.
Yeah, exactly.
Just off principle. So there's no way I'm paying a motherfucker like, yeah, beat my ass. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could throw the noose on you. Yeah, y'all could do that. And plus, we going to throw this bleach on you. I'd be like, oh.
That's,
you went too far.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
So, plus I don't know.
Fit is really fly, and I really don't want no bleach on this. You're not bleaching.
I don't like a bleach on my hoodie.
Yeah, nah.
You going to throw bleach on my body?
Yeah, nah.
Nah. I'm not coordinating. I'm not signing off on that.
Nah.
So, that's hard for me to believe. The police are hard for me to believe. So I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's important, regardless of, you know, because I'm not of the opinion that this sets back, you know, whether or not people will believe, you know, folks are victims of hate crimes.
Well, no, because the same people that are going to not believe would not believe in the first place. So.
For real. Y'all motherfuckers ain't believe this shit when it happened. I'm seeing cats. It's so crazy to me. I'm seeing cats on social media who are like mostly men, straight men who are like, yeah, see, he lied. That's why we don't believe y'all.
Yeah.
These same niggas didn't believe it
to begin with.
Before the Chicago PD said he was lying.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever to that. Y'all just not going to believe it.
Yeah.
I do think that it's important. I'm not really, you know, I don't really believe in conversation for conversation's sake.
Yeah.
But I do think that our society has to get more diligent and more sensitive to the fact that this shit happens.
Yeah, definitely.
So that whole culture shock of this event in that first week, and people were like, really stepping up and being like, yo, fuck this. The hate crimes can't happen. Homophobia can't happen. Racism can't happen. Da 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 da. That is good, yeah. Ultimately, you know, to me. You know what I mean? Whether or not this nigga lying, it remains to be seen.
Yeah, no,
listen, I don't know.
When I was a kid, we had a roommate. My mom had a roommate, and she was gay. And she got attacked coming home from a bar one night.
Jesus.
Two dudes attacked her.
Jesus.
And was like, we're going to turn you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she was almost raped. And she was beat up and almost raped. Somebody intervened and like they ran off or whatever.
God bless that person.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I was a kid. Like, and we're talking like maybe middle school, but I think elementary school.
Yeah.
When I found out about that kind of like legit knew like this kind of stuff happens.
Hell yeah.
All the time. So I definitely like know like, yo, listen, man. People don't want to believe. They're not going to believe regardless.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to change. Like you said, they were out there going like, I don't know, man. That shit sounds fishy.
Immediately.
So.
But the Chicago police saying it only confirmed what you wanted to be true anyway.
It confirmed your confirmation bias.
Come on.
You know what I mean? So.
Come on.
No, it's definitely one of those things where it's like, listen, man. I don't know what's going on. Like you said, I don't trust the cops. So,
hell no.
You know what I mean?
They setting up my nigga Robert Kraft.
Yeah. Yeah, they out here plotting on my man RK out here. You know what I mean?
RK.
Killing him out here, man. He threw that championships chain on all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
As I find it funny how soon as my man aligned himself with Meek
against
the prison reform.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, y'all catch him going in the bathhouse.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Crazy. Come on. That shit's sketchy, man. Like,
yeah, I don't believe it.
Nah, I don't believe it. Nah, you can't. He start hanging with Meek, and he talk about prison reform, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, now he getting locked up talking about, oh, we got him on video. So let me see the video.
Let me see that shit. Let me look at it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see the part where he actually gets his meat.
Nah, I don't
like
see.
I want to see
his sausage squeezed.
Yeah, I want to see.
I want to see that part.
70-year-old Dills getting squeezed out. I'm good.
Nah,
cut right into that part. You know what I mean?
Show me, because you know how you go to the front door, you knock or you ring the bell, whatever. You know what I mean? Look at the camera, say hi.
Yeah.
They ring you up. You go upstairs. You hand the madam and all of this out.
Allegedly.
You hand the madam her money. You know what I mean? They take you in the back. Show me to where he handed mom the money.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll believe it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't believe that shit, man. He start hanging out with Meek. You know what I mean? I bet you I would put it past him. Roger Goodell is the one behind all this shit.
Hater of the year.
Yeah, man, he hate the Patriots. You know,
I don't even like the Patriots, but I know a setup when I see one.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
Why would that nigga be in the?
I don't know, dog. Why
would he be in the house?
I don't know.
Just have somebody come see you, bro.
Yeah, like
what are you doing?
Yo, they got like Kelly Madison. Isn't that the one that they leaked all the names? Ain't that the one they leaked all the names from or something like that all the years ago?
I don't think that's what it's called.
I don't know, dog.
About to Google this shit. Yo, hold up. I don't even know how to Google that. It's not Kelly Madison. Ashley Madison.
All right, well. Yacoubian name Madison.
Yo, I was going to say, that sound like some like shit that white people think is sexy. Oh, yeah, you're going to go on AshleyMadison.com.
But yeah, that was the one like all the names got leaked or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't he just like, come on. Robert Kraft can find a classy sex worker to have sex with in the private. Is he married?
I guess. I don't know.
He got to have other cribs. Because first I was going to say in the privacy of his home. But then I was like, oh, maybe he's married. He can't do it at his home. But he's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah. No, you got niggas that got cribs all over the place.
Yeah, niggas that sell weed got other cribs they could take joints to. Like, what? I don't know.
I'm sure he could, like, hang out at, like, some high rise that Birdman has in Miami or something like that.
Birdman? You know what I mean?
He probably running with them dudes now. You know?
Yo, I want to hear the conversations that Meek, Robert Kraft, and Birdman are having in the fucking suite somewhere. Jesus Christ.
That ain't official until he get that, like, he get, like, a, Robert Kraft get, like, the Patriot symbol, like, tattooed on the side of his head. Like, my man Birdman got that red star.
He got chilled. Did you see, the joint got the Gucci Man ice cream tattooed on her face?
Oh, who?
Sukihana.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Lissa was like watching that shit on live. And boy was like. And she's like rapping. And boy was like. I'm like, yo, she better stop like rapping and bopping around.
Yeah, exactly.
While that nigga got a needle an inch from her eyeball. It's like, and she got this the fucking ice cream cone tattooed on her face.
Yo, dog, she's like
a beautiful fucking face.
Champion of like Stripper Jones. Like Stripper Jones share her shit all the time, yo.
I mean, she's charming, but yeah. Like she, I don't understand that shit.
Nah.
God made that beautiful face for you, and you put Gucci Man's
Gucci Man ice cream.
It's not even that nigga logo. Like, I don't fucking know. We in the last days.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can wrap it up.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you been listening to anything?
My man Hollow Man Giggs.
word.
He dropped that big bag. You know what I mean? That shit go.
Is it? It's dope.
It's dope.
I'ma fuck with it.
Yeah. If you like that, you know, you got, listen, you got like grime and shit like that.
I be in
like
a specific like grime wave.
Yeah.
I was listening to Gun Lean like every hour on the hour like 2 weeks ago. Listen, I'll tell you. Like I was playing Gun Lean like it was fucking It Ain't Hard to Tell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a week or two ago.
And yeah, that joint bangs though. That gig shit, Auto Man Gigs. That shit go. Dog.
I'ma fuck with it.
It's called The Big Bad. That joint's definitely dope. Plus, my folks, my man Pete and Bass.
Word.
The 70-year-old dudes that do the grime.
Them two old white dudes.
Yeah.
Yo, what?
Yeah, they got a new song called Key and Bag. Shit go hard, yo.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, not ironically?
Not ironically. That shit actually goes hard, yeah.
Okay.
That's on that joint that we all, like, first do one. That joint, it's like that. That shit actually goes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah, my man Pete and Bass, man. God fuck damn. With them dudes, yo. 70-year-old white dudes doing grime music.
We live in a new world. Goddamn.
It's lit out here, yo.
I've been fucking with my man Wino Willie.
Yes, shout out to Wino Willie.
The fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
Of Serious Rap Shit Podcast. He got a new joint, Fly Anakin Flips. It's Fly Anakin from Mutant Academy, and my man Wino Willie
just brought him up on the last podcast, didn't you?
Yep, because he got the joint with Obliv, the Backyard Boogie joint.
Yeah,
It was either the last one or one before that.
Before that, yeah.
But yeah, Wino Willie just like flipped all of this nigga verses and shit, put like new remixes on it, and it's dope. It's real fucking dope. So shout out to Wino Willie, shout out Fly Anakin, and yeah, it's just like he's dope, you know, on the mic, and like Wino Willie, aka Charlie, might be. I got a lot of favorite producers.
Yeah.
He's definitely
up there. Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely like in my bag of like people that I most want to hear beats from.
I might, be the Chinese brainwashing that he's.
He's also fluent in Chinese. Nah, so this nigga, first time this nigga came to the crib and we was like collabing on beats. And I looked over at his computer and his whole face.
All in Chinese.
His whole Facebook was in Chinese. I was like, yo, black people is international, dog. Like, it's. You wouldn't look at this man.
Yeah.
We love you to death, Charlie. We wouldn't look at this man
and be like,
walking
oh,
down
yeah.
the street and be like, oh, yeah, that nigga's basically a Chinese nigga.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, it's my man go in.
Yeah. We wouldn't know, like, oh, my man's a Chinese spy injected into injected into the hip hop
stealing hip hop for yeah. China. Yo, but yeah, shout out to Wino Willie. Everything he put out is dope.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Fly Anakin Flips. That's really what I've been bumping since last week.
Yeah. I got to check it out. I saw that he dropped it. I just didn't get a chance. I saw because Quavo dropped too, and I just didn't get a chance to listen to his joint.
Dog, did you see Cardi was on live, and Offset threw in her live comments.
I mean, Offset is who dropped. That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. He threw in, you said Quavo, and then I thought Offset. Yeah. But Cardi was on live, and Quavo did, like, the scumbag SoundCloud rapper shit, where he was like, Offset new album out now. In her fucking live comments. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, you can't do that. You can't
do that. Got G off, dog.
For real. And like, it's crazy, because Lissa said the same thing. She was like, I mean, that's her husband. They a team. Dog, I squared on everything. If Lissa was, like, way more popping than me and, like, doing it,
yeah.
I would never get in her live and be like, serious rap shit, y'all. New episode out on Tuesday. Nah. Mm-mm. My
he
pride.
Walks around in the background with a shirt. This is like serious rap shit.
Nah, yeah. Nah, yo. He like threw it in the comments. My pride wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, judging that man. I'm just saying my pride wouldn't allow it.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I feel you. I mean, I ain't above that shit, so.
Oh, we know. We know. We're going to do a whole episode. Like, what would you do for a bag?
Yes.
I'll ask you, and you ask me, and we'll go back and forth for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and see what level of depravity. Because, you know, I've done some shit for money that I'm not proud of.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know you have as well. So, yeah, let's.
I'm about to go do something I'm not proud of to go to make for a bag, dog. What do you think?
There you fucking go. We're gonna explore that one day for y'all's entertainment. We're going to dig deep into that.
Definitely.
But yeah.
Other than that, yo.
Fuck with us. You know what I mean? All of the platforms. We love y'all for consistently listening to us and supporting us and for running
down. Another person came up to you the other day and it was like, yo, man, I listen to serious rap shit. Blah, blah, blah.
I was going to say, we love y'all for like running down on us in like other social situations and being like, I love the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
White people have tails. See, it's just yelling shit like that us. We appreciate it.
But fuck with us. Rate, review, come on by all the spots. You know what I mean? Fuck with the fuck with us, yo. Tell your friends.
Yeah. Peace.
Me and my fam pick this rap shit.